Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, guys, we're going to be talking about NBA legend, Lakers legend, Miami Heat legend, Orlando Magic legend, Shaquille O'Neal here in this video. Now, I put up a video yesterday where Shaquille O'Neal actually posted a video of him in a hospital bed. Looked like he was actually sleeping, and a whole bunch of people were very, very concerned about the health of one Shaquille O'Neal. He gave no explanation as to why he was actually in the hospital. Shaq is 51 years old, and people were genuinely concerned about Shaq because I believe Shaq is very, very likable, seems to be a very, very nice guy, and people were definitely concerned about him. Well, now we have an update on the health of Shaquille O'Neal. Apparently, guys, Shaquille O'Neal actually had hip replacement surgery. Now, I don't know why he just didn't come out and say, hey, I'm actually having a hip replacement. He didn't say that. So it kind of just gave a lot of speculation as to what was actually going on with his health. Scared a whole bunch of people. All the news media outlets was like, what's going on with Shaq? Fans are wondering and praying for Shaq. It was hip replacement surgery. But it seems like also that Shaq decided to actually poke a little fun because Shaq loves to have fun. Look at the title of this article here, right here on OutKick. Did Shaq get a Brazilian butt lift? The reason why they're saying it is because Shaq posted a little bit of a video here. And I'm not going to play it because there's music and we'll definitely get copyrighted. But Shaq didn't get a Brazilian butt lift. Thank God, because those things look so fake. Kim Kardashian. But anyway, let's read some of this. Basketball fans were concerned over the weekend after Shaquille O'Neal tweeted a photo of himself in a hospital bed. But don't worry. He's just getting a gigantic Brazilian butt lift. Because this is the tweet that Shaq actually put out there. And he says, to all the people who are worried and concerned, first off, let me say thank you. And lastly, no need to worry. Just had to get some BBL work, aka hip replacement. Thanks and love you all, but no need to worry. And yes, I'm fine. Now, this is the clip right here. I'm not going to play it. Pretty funny, but also I really don't want to see Shaq's butt. You know, I don't roll like that. Okay. But he's a big guy. He's what? 7'1", over 300 pounds. Big guys tend to have these kind of problems, you know, as they get older. Bill Walton, how many surgeries has Bill Walton actually had on his legs? I mean, Bill Walton, I know he's had a ton of surgeries. He's a tall guy. Yao Ming, when he played in the NBA, he was 7'6". Leg injuries ended his career. Now, Shaq played a long time. He played a full, I believe, 18 years in the NBA. Hakeem played 18 years. But Shaq, hip replacement, so he needed to get it done. Hopefully, you know, everything's going to be fine. Hopefully, he makes a full recovery. And he's able to return to TNT pretty soon. Actually, Shaq is 7'1", 324. So that's what OutKick actually has right here. And this is the picture here of Shaq laying up in the hospital bed right there. I don't know if this is before or after surgery right there. He's definitely sleeping and he tweets out, I'm always watching Turner Sports EJ. And Candace Parker, Michelle. And that is the tweet that he actually put out, and that's the one that a lot of people had a lot of concerns about the health of Shaq. Let's see here. O'Neal later told fans that he was actually undergoing a hip replacement and not a BBL, as the 51-year-old has been dealing with issues concerning an increase in weight. In December, Shaq spoke with Entertainment Tonight about his focus to get in better shape after he reached over 400 pounds. Man, I knew Shaq was looking a little chunky, but I didn't know that he was tipping the scales at 400. I mean, he's definitely a big, big guy.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Quote, I got a couple of people involved. It's all about eating right. I got some blood work done. A friend of mine called me and said, you're fat. And she gave me this guy's name and he did some blood work. And, you know, because I was the athlete, I wasn't a salad eater. I won't pay attention to any of that. I don't care about one of that. O'Neal began. I didn't know what the difference between a carb and a protein at 50 years old. I never knew. What? Really? Okay. So he was saying, you can't do this. You can't do that. More vegetables. My iron's low. And once I started changing those things, those certain things, it dropped. It's about eating right. Yeah, the carbs, man, you can't be eating a whole bunch of carbs, you know, especially, you know, when you're not working out. Your blood sugar is just going to skyrocket and you're on the path to diabetes there. At the time, he said he lost 40 pounds and was about 75% to his ultimate weight loss goal. There's no word when Shaq will return to the broadcast booth. His TNT co-hosts, including Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith, have also been doing pre- and post-game coverage for the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Yeah, I've seen Chuck on there covering the NCAA tournament. But I guess not too much to worry about. And there was a video of Shaq actually working out. So definitely he's lost weight. He's back to around his playing weight. He's lost 75 pounds. Man, kudos to him, man. I mean, 51 years old, man, you definitely got to watch what you eat. You got to work out. You got to move around. And trust me, man, it's definitely harder to keep the weight off as you get older, is, you know, especially if you're not disciplined. I mean, Shaq was never known for actually, you know, taking his weight seriously and working out hard, showing up. He wasn't Kobe when it came to the gym. I mean, he was a freak athlete, no doubt about it, but he didn't take care of his body the way he should have. And when you get older, you definitely got to watch what you eat. You got to move around. You got to work out. You can't be a couch potato, because back when I was 20, I was pretty skinny. Now in my 40s, not skinny so much anymore. You definitely got to watch what you eat and work out. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we will catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.